Start your day the Torah way in Northwest London, Friday, 20th of June, Rabbi Yaakov Klein, Shlita, Essence of the Mitzvahs. This week's Torah way has been sponsored anonymously.
Okay, Shalom Uvrach, I get Nair Shabbos to all. It's a privilege to be back here always to learn with this esteemed group of Yidden that are beginning their day the Torah way, with the Torah. Parshas Vayischa has so much, it's difficult to even decide what to begin to speak about, and whatever you're going to choose to speak about, you can't really get in a half hour adequately, properly. So instead of focusing on one of the themes in the parsha, of which there are many, Be'ezus Hashem, I wanted to focus just on one pasuk and to take it out of its specific context and to be able to apply from these words in the pasuk a remez for our avodas Hashem, for our lives, because there's a lot of intellectualizing that goes on around parshiyos and around other Torah concepts, all of which is beautiful. It's Liman HaTorah. But if we're able to walk out with something for ourselves, then it's a different story. Then it becomes Hayra'ah. Then it's Mamash the Torah, as the Torah is meant to be learned, that it should be something relevant for us, for our lives, that we can put into practice. So Be'ezus Hashem, I'd like to look at this pasuk. In this week's parsha, this pasuk shows up in the parsha in the sugya of the Levium, where we speak about how the Levium were consecrated uniquely. Among all of Am Yisrael, the Levium were singled out to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a very elevated, unique way. And there was a whole process that had to be done for the Levium in order to consecrate them, the waving them and the purifying them, shaving their hair. A whole process that took the Levium out of the standard state of Am Yisrael and brought them into this special, unique bond with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the B'ditch of a Rav, we're going to learn from today, Ezus Hashem, Rav Levi Yitzchak ben Sarasash, Chusi Agan Aleinu, sees in this Parsha Bechlal, but in this particular Pasuk that we're going to read now, a fundamental lesson that relates to every single aspect of our Avodas Hashem, all of our mitzvahs, all of our Torah, our tefillah, dealing with the question of what is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us, which is a pretty fundamental question to ask, to think about, to wonder about, and Be'ezus Hashem, we should be able to take something from this in the way of Hayra'ah, to practically shift the way that we think about things. So the Pasuk tells us, Ki nisunim nisunim heima li. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says about the Levium, they are given over. Nisunim. Malashon Nasan, to give. Nisunim. They are given over heima li. To me, says Hashem, it's a printing error to say mitoich b'nei Yisrael, from amidst all of Am Yisrael, who are already heim am levadad yishkan, they are already standing apart from all the other nations, Am Yisrael's v'yisim liyam segula in echanami. But among that nation, mitoich b'nei Yisrael, says the pasuk, nesunim, nesunim heimali. And the obvious question over here, just reading the pasuk, is it seems to be a redundancy. We know the pasuk doesn't have an extra kutza shel yud, it doesn't have an extra letter, it certainly doesn't have an extra word that's doubled over. It's not just unnecessary, it's literally the same word. Nisunim, nisunim. It should obviously just say ki nisunim hemali, and that would be enough. Says the Heilige B'ditch of Rav, Schusi Agun Aleinu. Levar b'pasuk alasha nisunim, nisunim. Why does the pasuk say nisunim twice? Va'anira derech mashal umelitza, he begins right out of the gate with a parable, with a story. Kasher yaviu matana lesar echad pchois erech. If a person wants to give a gift to an official who's a pchois erech, who's not a high-ranking official, maybe it could be argued that all officials today are pchois erech, of one kind or another, but al kopanim, in the hierarchy of the political spectrum, there are those that are higher-ranking officials, and then there are those that are the locales. I don't know if you call it here a mayor. I don't know. So in the States, you have like a local mayor. It's just of a small county. And then you have the governor, right, of a state. And then you have higher and higher ranking until the president. I don't know exactly how things work over here. But there are different ranks. And so if a person wants to go to a small town mayor somewhere in Texas, you know, and he wants to give him a little gift, so he says, Azayam atana atzma chashav etzli. Whatever you're going to give this guy, the present itself, the gift itself, is going to be valuable to him. If you go to a king, v'aparches gadol, and a great conqueror, a great emperor, so hamatana gufa einai chaviv etzli klal. The gift itself is not what he finds valuable. Because presumably if he wanted, he could have bought 1,000 of whatever it is that you're giving him. If he is into guitars and you buy him the best tailor or whatever it is, a very fancy guitar, see, he could have gone to the store, he could have went on Amazon, he could have ordered a guitar for himself. The guitar itself, the gift itself, is not what he finds to be precious. So then what is precious to him? So he explains, he has so much wealth. So some kind of matana should be precious to him. So what is it that he finds valuable, says the Radich of Arav? What is it about this gift giving that makes him feel tov, makes him feel good? It's the fact that someone wanted to give him a gift is a whole different story. It's not the gift itself, but the very fact that someone was stirred in goodwill and an expression of desire to connect. That he went out of his way and put some thought into figuring out what would be a good gift to get this person, and then went and bought the gift and traveled to the palace and presented it. That's special. So it's not the gift, it's what the gift embodies. And that's a whole different thing. It's a whole different story. Sha'Allah b'ritzaynai, that it arose within the will of this particular person, litein loy matana, to give a gift in the first place. V'nimsa, so he says, it emerges, erech ha'chavivus, shalzah asar, hu lahanoisein hanefsina. The thing that is impressive, or the thing that this sar values, is that the giver wanted to give, much more than what it is that the giver actually gave. Kolaymar, meaning to say, sha'olav adaiter litein loy matana, b'voloy ha-matana atzma shenoysen loy. It's not the actual gift that he gave, but it's the fact that he was stirred to bring a gift. And he applies this mashal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'zegabe Hashem Yisbarach gam kein. He says the same applies for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for the Ribbono Shel Olam. Sheyikruv leviyim la'avodasa Yisbarach. This that HaKadosh Baruch Hu singled out among all of the Bnei Yisrael, but this applies to us too, as we'll see. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu singled out the Levim, and he said, I want that the Levim should be given over to me. Says the Berditchever, Ma betz aloy behem. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu need the Levim for? And you can expand this question. Not so nice to speak out, but it's true. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu need me for? What does he need us for? The Medrash, you should know, the Sefer HaChinuch brings down. The Medrash says about Shechita. He says, you think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes a difference, is the lashon of the Medrash, if you shecht a cow by the neck or if you shecht it by the stomach? What does it make a difference? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Ein Sof. He's not bothered. You know, he's not affected. Ani Hashem lo shi nisi. It doesn't make a difference. What is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs out of us? Putting on tefillin, not putting on tefillin, makes a difference that this arm should have worn a black box with a couple of leather straps. What is that to Hashem? What does it give him? He says, Ma bet aloy bohem. Halei melufana v'chilu kol yoshvei seva v'chol sarfei mala ohimdim. Allah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has myriads and myriads, ribavos, of angels of the most elevated, lofty kind that are constantly standing be'emo v'yiro with perfect service, lasus u'tzayn koinam, v'chevetz tzuram, to serve Hashem perfectly. What does he need us for? What does he need the Levim for? Ma betz aloy b'hem. Is it what we can give him? Haloy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has everything already. Liya kesef, liya zav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says it. Hakol shalai. Let's read these words carefully because it's a very, very big chiddush. Rak chaviv etzla yizbarach. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants out of this human experience, what he wants out of the enterprise of the Jewish nation, what's precious to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is masha'ala b'daitai lehiskariv la'avidasi yizbarach, is our desire for a relationship. Not what we actually go ahead and capture that desire into this mitzvah, or that mitzvah, or this inyan, or that avoida. The external wrapping to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is superfluous, it's already redundant. But what's within that packaging, which is the nekuda pnimis of a neshama, as Chazal tell us, Rachmana Liba Boy, what's HaKadosh Baruch Hu after? He's after our heart. Meaning, he's after this that a human being desired, to build a relationship. Not out of a sense of duty, not out of a sense of obligation, certainly not out of a sense of a cultural expectation. But somewhere deep inside, in a moment of sincere reflection, a human being should say, what's the tachlis of my life? What do I want out of life? Because all of us want a lot of things. All of us have different ambitions. Every single one of us has something else that we want. Like we woke up this morning with a list of a checklist. There are things that we need to do, which is a pella, because none of us need to do anything. Be'etzem. We need basic things, shelter, food. But like we have this drive to do, to accomplish, to be, to manifest. All of us have many, many different things that we want. Parenthetically, it's a very deep thing. There's a certain psychologist that set up a very large retreat. And at that retreat, he has hundreds and hundreds of strangers, just people that never met each other. And one of the exercises that they do at this well-being retreat, this mental health weekend, is that they pair up all these strangers. They look each other in the eyes, which is already a very deep thing. Sounds strange, I know, but when was the last time you sat and just looked someone in the eyes? Very unsettling experience. Very deep. See, he says, the strangers face each other, and they just ask each other repeatedly, again and again, back and forth, what do you want? And then this one asks him, what do you want? And this is a very deep experience of going beyond a lot of the layers that we feel comfortable with, and that's why we wear them. But to unravel these things, like, what are we after? So I tell you that each one of us has myriads of ambitions, but the truth is that all of us just want one thing. There's one thing that we're after. And that one thing that all of us are after is connection, is a sense of worth, is a sense of being. And the only place where we're going to find that sense of being is in the source of being, is in the Ein Sof. So all the things that we think we're interested in, that's not going to fulfill us. What's going to fulfill us is when we're able to unearth from within us that the one thing that we want is to live a life of tzadik be'emunah sayichye. It's to live a life of emuna, of connectivity, of a relationship, to feel that Hashem is a reality to me. It's not enough just that I should assuage my guilt and check off all the boxes, make sure, okay, I'm keeping Shabbos, putting out tefillin. It's not enough. It's not enough for the neshama. The neshama, it needs to feel. It needs to feel. And when the neshama comes alive, and when we allow ourselves to discover that part of us, to reveal that part of us, that's the nachas ruach that a Kadosh Baruch Hu gets. Like a parent with a child. I ask you a question. A five-year-old goes to the garden, and she picks a few wilting flowers that might not even be flowers, it's a few weeds she finds over there. And she bunches them together and she ties them with a rubber band that she also found underneath the deck, you know, some dirty rubber band. And she brings them to her mother and she says, Mommy, I picked these for you. But the flowers matter to her. The mother has $10, 10 pounds, sorry. She can go and buy flowers. Okay, over here you need 20. But she could go and buy, if you go to Tesco, it's 10. But right, she can, I'm learning, right? She can buy a bouquet of flowers. But what this girl gave her, no bouquet of flowers from Tesco or even Golders Green could have given her. Because in this little haphazard bouquet of flowers, what the mother sees is an expression of love, and that's far greater than any gift could have given her, and no matter how fancy or sophisticated. And he says it's the same thing by a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Let's read that line again. Rak chaviv etzli yizbarach. What's precious to Hashem is masha ala b'daitai lehiskariv la'avaydas yizbarach. When it arises within the heart and mind of a person to consciously say, Ribbono Shel Olam, I am desperately yearning for a relationship with you. And all of these mitzvahs and yamim tovim and halachas and liman ha'Torah and tefillah is all an expression of that. Different ways of expressing it, but it's all an expression of ein b'libeinu ela echad. Chazal say, we want one thing. Ritzeinenu lirois es malkeinu. Vizehu, says the Berditcher, this is pshat. Ki nisunim, nisunim, heimali mitoich b'nei Yisrael. He says it's redundant, two extra words. An extra word. For given are they to me. Why does it say given twice? Says the Berditcher, this is what the Pasuk's telling us. Ki anasina shalahem, shalabedaitam sheyiskarvu v'yimassru la'avaydasai. This, that they are nisunim, which means that from within themselves, they give themselves to me, says Hashem. Ki nisunim. Ah, that's nisunim, Hemeli. That is what gives me something. The fact, not what they give me, but that they give me something. Ki nisunim. This, that they want to serve me, says Hashem. Ah, nisunim, Hemeli. That's considered giving me something. Because they are nisunim. It's not the matana itself. It's the deep, deep desire that we came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and gave him a matana. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes nachas ruach from this. So I just want to read you a few lines. You don't have it in front of you. From the Sefer Noam Elimelech, the Rebbe Ramaylech of Lezhensk, who deals with this same idea. It's not a surprise. They were both contemporaries and they learned under the Magid of Mizrach, who was one of the Talmidei Muvak of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. You can't imagine, if you think about it, what that Beis Medrash looked like in Mizrach. It's unbelievable. Think about who was there. The Baal Tanya, the Noam HaMelech, the Kedusha Slevi, the Magid of Kozhnitz, the Rebbe of Zusha, Rebbe Aaron HaGadol of Karlin. They were all sitting, like you'd imagine, like the Beis Medrash in Shemayim. That was happening in Mizrach. It's an amazing thing. All these tzaddikim were sitting with each other. And so, it seems clear that they had this idea. Obviously, everything is mushrish in the Baal Shem Tov. But it seems that it was passed down to the Maggid, and that the Maggid taught his Talmidim to view Yiddishkeit in this way. And the Noam Elimelech treats this same idea, but then he runs into a fundamental issue. And the fundamental issue is, so then why do we need mitzvahs? Which is a big problem, right? Because the whole Yiddishkeit is founded on the 613 mitzvahs, with all the millions, probably, of chilukei dinim and different areas of halacha. And if this is our approach, where the main thing in Yiddishkeit is the ratzon, so then why can't we just have ratzon? It's a strong question. Why can't I just sit in bed in the morning and say, Baruch Shalom, ah, I love you. I want to serve you. I want to connect with you. And zeh, good. So I already fulfilled. Because the whole point of the mitzvahs is to allow me to express that. So that, let me express that without the mitzvahs. So the Noam HaMelech asked this question. So listen, you don't have it in front of you. I'm just going to read you a few lines here. So Tzadik says, Ache inyin hu, this is the Noam HaMelech. Dini abaye baruch hu, baruch shamaya, kodesh baruch hu yisale, asher kedishanu b'mitzvaysav, v'tzivanu l'kayim mitzvaysav. He gave us mitzvahs, and he commanded us to keep the mitzvahs. Ein tzayrich lo yizbarach asiyas mitzvaysav. Same thing like the Berditchever. He does not need our mitzvahs. The mitzvahs themselves he doesn't need. Doesn't add, doesn't subtract, nothing. But it gives him something, says the name of the Melech. Yes, it does. Rak shezeh reach nichoyach lefanav yizbarach sha'amar v'naser etzayna. That gives him something. HaKadosh Baruch Hu reached out to us. He says, please, please recognize me. Live life with the awareness that there's more to life than meets the eye. Develop an expanded consciousness where wherever you go, you're aware that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling a story through this world. He's telling a story. History is Gedu as his story, right? And it goes for history, Bechlal, and it goes for our own personal lives. Mamash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is unfolding a story. David HaMelech sings, Lo Amos Ki Echye. I want to live. For what? It's all a story. I want to be a part of your story. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells a story, and he is begging us to be aware of that, to be aware that he's enveloping us at all times. He's filling all worlds. And when a Yid wakes up to that and says, I want to be a part of this great enterprise of the Jewish nation, I want to be a part of this consciously, I know that I have a mission and I want to faithfully exercise my duty toward HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That gives Hashem nachas. She'ikar ratzon abayri is baruch hu she'yeh la'adam ratzon mali v'shalem la'asos ratzoni is baruch. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his main desire is that we should have that ratzon to serve him. V'nimsas, he says, achar kavanas halev hein hanadavarim. So it turns out, he says, that the main thing in Yiddishkeit is the kavanas halev. We're not going to eat the mitzvahs, tzrichas kavana, mitzvah, ain't tzrichas kavana, mitosh shalai lishma, ba lishma, but l'hakol moedim, that the best thing is lishma and with kavana, that's for sure. The question is whether there's a subliminal kavana that even if a person doesn't have an overt kavana, so there's still some kind of kavana there because sach hakol, you're doing a mitzvah, you could have been at the football game. So, but everybody's masking that the main thing, what we should strive for, is to do the mitzvahs with a rutzen. And to be conscious of this. Imagine if before we put on tefillin, we reflect for a minute and allow yourself and myself to feel a rutzen. Even before doing this, we're so quick, we jump into the mitzvahs and we get on with it. But to take a minute, you should know that the Gemara says, I'm sure you know, that it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, the Hasidim or Rishonim would take an hour before davening to do this. An hour. Before they actually started davening, they spent a whole hour sitting and preparing themselves. Working up the rutzen to daven. Contextualizing tefillah, what tefillah is, not just a few words I'm saying. We go, okay, check, shachar's off the list, and I'll get to mincha, I'll do mincha when I get there. It's a whole avaida, it's a whole experience. It's a whole relationship. So he says, "V'nimtza achar kavanas halev hein hein advarim im kivin liba lasis eiz a mitzvah l'shma yizbar beratzin mali v'shalim." And if a person has that ratzin to carry out the ratzin Hashem to do a mitzvah, chashav l'fanav yizbar miyad ki ilu kvar asa. He says, "This is pshat that we know the Gemara tells us that if a person wanted to do a mitzvah and they were not able." HaKadosh Baruch Hu considers it done. Now this Maamar Chazal already subliminally tells us everything that we just learned for the last 25 minutes. Why? Because if you're not going in this Mahalach, that the main thing in mitzvahs is Kavana, so why should it be true that if a person wanted to do something, he didn't do it, but he wanted to, so it's considered done. What do you mean it's considered done? He didn't do it. Doesn't work that way. Must be, it's like hinted, it's enclosed within this Maamar Chazal, is this concept must be that the main thing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu was really the wanting. See, he mamash intended to do the mitzvah, he didn't get to do it. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu already got his fix, kiviyachal. HaKadosh Baruch Hu got out of that what he wanted to do. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was boichin libo suklois, and he knows that this person, if the circumstances would have aligned, this person absolutely would have fulfilled that obligation. So here he addresses the question that we hinted to. But he says it's not enough. We have to do everything that we can to do the mitzvahs b'maisa, to practically do the mitzvahs. This is one reason. There are a number of reasons given for the mitzvahs. The Baal Tanya has an approach. The Ishbitzer has an approach. This is just in this sugya. Why? He says a phenomenal thing. Fantastic thing. Which loosely translates into, if you have a time, we don't have time now, but look it up, Parshas Vayera, Noam Elimelech. Parshas Vayera. He says the reason we have to mamish do the mitzvahs is because a person with the internal Yetzer Hara and all kinds of ulterior motives, it's not super clear what our motivations are all the time or how much we really want something or why we want something. How do you measure want, right? See, he says it's too easy to fool ourselves. In the tefillin example before, if a person sits in bed and says, Rebbeinu Shalom, I so deeply want to put on tefillin this morning. The question is, how do you really know if you were Yetzer, your obligation of Ratzon, right? How do you really know, ultimately? So it could be you're completely deluding yourself because you're saying you want to. How do you know? Turns out the mitzvahs are the indicator that you wanted enough. The mitzvahs provide us with a litmus test with regard to how much ratzon we actually had. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, how much ratzon do I need from you? As much ratzon as it get as needed to get you to actually do the mitzvah. When you actually do the mitzvah, then you were mekayim, your chiyuv, not of doing the mitzvah, but of wanting to do the mitzvah enough. You hear how he's learning this? A whole different thing. So again, it turns out lefi this approach that the mitzvahs are simply indicators. They're indicator lights, but it's not the main thing. It's not the main thing. The main thing is the kavana and the ratzon. What a chaval for us, right? I can only speak for myself. What a chaval for me. If in place of seeing the kavana as the ikur and the mitzvah itself as the wrapping, I get so wrapped up in the wrapping of the mitzvah that I completely forget that I'm supposed to have any kind of kavanah or ratzin. It would mamish be a big chaval, right? I'd be flipping the thing on its head because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants out of me not just the mitzvah itself with all the dikdukim, and I'm sure Hashem has nachas from that also, and also al pi kabbalah, it's making all the shemaim, it's be mesak and everything. It's all true. But the ikr ki'ilu, to say, if we would stand opposite Hashem and ask Him, what do you want? Look Him in the eyes, kivyachal. Which is not an idea that's foreign to Chazal. If you look in the Mefarshim, about why Chiluk HaDeis, about Kedusha, should we look up with our eyes open, our eyes closed? But Al-Kapadim, the Medrash says, Yadua, that at that moment Hashem looks us in the eyes. And so you stand neged Hashem and you ask Him, what do you want? What do you want? Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Rachmana Liba. I want your lave. I want your lave. I want your heart is what I want. So we have to give HaKadosh Baruch Hu what He wants. What is His ratzin? Your lave. My lave. And so this is the ikur in mitzvah. So all of us now, are going to wrap up. We don't have time to see the rest of the piece. It's okay. Look at it in your own time. We're going to do a lot of mitzvahs today. We've already done mitzvahs today, and I'm sure they were with mali lave kavan, but everything could use chizik. We're going to do a lot of mitzvahs today, coming into Shabbos, Kabbalah Shabbos, all this stuff. The degree of consciousness that we have before jumping into an avodah that we think we know, we've been doing it for years, decades, and this is just, you know, what we do on a Friday evening, to stop, to take a couple of minutes, maybe even just a minute, to close our eyes and go inside and awaken from within us the ruts and mullet. I am looking for a relationship. I want to connect to something deeper. And then amidst that ruts, and then you jump into the avodah, ain't a daima. Ain't a daima, ain't a daima. What we get out of it, what Hashem gets out of it, what the world gets out of it, what Am Yisrael get out of it, ain't a daima. And so just leave you with just what the Radichever says in the rest of the piece. I'll just say, B'kitzur Nimratz, he says, that's Pshat in the Mishnah and Avos. You'll look it up. You'll take the papers with you and look at it inside if you can. He says, this is Pshat Hevizor B'mitzvah Kalika B'chamura, because you don't know. Shiyata Yadea Matan Scharin Shal Mitzvahs. On a simple level, it means one mitzvah might have tons of schar, and one mitzvah a little bit less schar, and you think that this mitzvah is going to be the big schar mitzvah, and this one's going to be a little. The simple pshat, you don't know the matan schar and shal mitzvahs, but the Radichever learns deeper. He says, mitzvah is the ikker thing that Hashem wants to get out of it, which is tzavsa, which means in Aramaic, connection. The fact that Hashem commanded, we listen. See, he says, memela, we have to be careful with a big gift, with a small gift, a big mitzvah, a small mitzvah. To Hashem, it's all the same. Because iyata yadea matan schar and shal mitzvahs, we're not always aware of the fact that the schar of all the mitzvahs is equal, in the sense that all of them give Hashem what Hashem wants. Even though one mitzvah is a big mitzvah, so it's a big gift. One mitzvah is a small mitzvah, it's a small gift. But to the big emperor, we said, the gift doesn't matter. It's what the gift represents. And so, echad amar be echad amam. It's the same Amar Chazal. Ubelvad sheyechavin libo lashamayim. And if we have that kavanah salev, it makes no difference. A big gift, a smaller gift. Hakadosh Baruch Hu got his kiviyachal, his fix. What his rotzen is to be in a relationship with us. Rachmana libo boy. Shebezeicha to engage in all the mitzvahs b'shleimusam with this kavanah and a lev shalem be'ezus Hashem that's awake to the relationship that Hashem is desperate to have with each and every one of us. Be'ezus Hashem, good Shabbos, good Shabbos, good Shabbos.